Dear God, we're so thankful we're gathered here in that wondrous, most powerful name of Jesus. Lord, let us just absorb and take in this time, Lord God. We're here with the precious family of God, and you're speaking to us, Lord. And God, let us stir up for those that have that gift that is within us. And hallelujah, praise the Lord today. God, there is a time to be still, but it's always time to rejoice. And Lord, let us lift up our voices today and praise the Lord. And all that is within me, I say, praise the Lord. God, help us to be a people of praise today. Lord, you love us. We have so much to praise you for today. God, let us count the blessings, Lord. Oh, your thoughts towards us, they're more than the sands of the sea. Oh, God, if we could ever just fathom just a bit of the goodness that we have been blessed with your Son. And oh, how we could, should, and praise God, let's do it today. Let's praise the Lord with all that is within us. Let us magnify the name of the Lord. May the Holy Spirit just come and anoint the hearts today. We thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's open our Bibles today to the 24th chapter of Luke. That's Luke 24. We'll begin reading from the first verse. And the Lord continues to just have my heart upon that resurrection time. Can't get it off there, and not that I'd want it, but I just want to be impressed with where the Lord has us going. And just overwhelmed, brothers and sisters, that our Savior lives, that He is risen, and that He's alive for me, He's alive for you, and praise God, He is alive. And let's go ahead and read Luke 24, beginning in verse 1. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came in unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. As they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles, and their words seemed to them as idle tales. And they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And today, brothers and sisters, yes, it's remember his words. Remember his words. Remember. That's not just to bear or to keep in mind. Remember is to preserve from ever being forgotten. To preserve from ever being forgotten. Remember, John 14:26, Jesus speaking to his disciples in that final week. He says to them, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Amen. And these two glorified beings, these two angels that spoke unto these women, no doubt were a foreshadow, a type of this wonderful Holy Spirit who has come to us, who has come to us. And by the grace of God, when we say, Lord, fill us in faith, and He does, praise God, continually speaks to us, remember how He spake unto you. Remember how He spake unto you. I think of the monumental times that the Lord has spoke unto me. I told you when I was 17 years old, it was definite. Son, I'm going to have a bride, and I want you to marry me. I had heard those words before, but there was a time, there was a moment, He spoke those words to me and to you. And are they going to fall to the ground? Are they going to be forgotten? Or by the grace of God, are we going to remember the words that He has spoke unto us? And brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but it is just as personal today as it was to Mary that day. I mean, I hear Him talking to me all the time. Oh boy, you're just hearing voices. I am. I'm hearing the voice. The voice of the Lord. The Holy Spirit. He speaks to me. Amen. The love language of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Son, He loves you. And He loves you with an everlasting love. And He loves you so much, He wants to give it all to you. Amen. Every bit of it. Praise be to God, the love that's in that. And He spoke to Mary that day and how powerful and real it was to her. But the very power of His might, the very power of His might, brothers and sisters, is what's speaking to us today. There's nothing held back. There's nothing that we can't enter into. By the grace of God, He said all things. The veil has been written twain. It's gone. Come boldly. Come look for me. Come love my appearing. And come love my appearing today. And the only requirement we see from this dear lady, praise God, the simplicity that's in this gospel. The only requirement that we see, it's the same that's never changed. Believe. Believe. Go look for Him. Knock, ask, seek. You'll find. It's there. And praise be to God, this sister came to see Jesus. And that's what's so wonderful. And hallelujah, praise God. You think about how He says, draw nigh unto me. And I'll draw nigh unto you. Draw nigh unto me. And what are we drawing nigh to? Heard many people say, I just can't hear the voice of the Lord. I don't think He's near me. Well, where are you? That's the first question. And you don't get yourself right before you go see Him. You just go see Him. You just go. And this poor sister, she really was kind of confused of why she was going. She didn't know. But she knew she wanted to see Him. She knew there was something there. The others were too afraid to go. But praise be to God, these women. And brothers, take note. You might have a wonderful, godly woman in your home. Take note. You heard me this past week. Young ladies, give heed to the elder women. Remember. You have that example. Mark them. See them. Know them. Watch, learn. It's there.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. And you just think about it. And praise be to God, you talk about the Word here and being made manifest to us. We've got it all. Come on now. Just like we read there. Into all truth. Every bit. Nothing held back. I was visiting with a brother this week, and it was so sweet. He was telling me about how he was patient with this one man. It's part of his work, helping him with a prenup. Let me tell you something. With Jesus Christ, there's no such thing as a prenup. There's nothing he's withholding. I'm telling it, it's all yours. He didn't say, I'm going to take anything back. It's yours. It's all yours. It's ours together. And know that. See, that's the thing, by the grace of God. How much are we willing to take in faith? As Brother Ty spoke this morning, the only limitations is the faith we're not allowing to just grow up in our lives. God has no limits. But you're the one that's limiting Him in your life. Amen? Amen. By faith. By faith we get in there and take. It's a wonderful thing. I love it. Amen. And He says, it's all yours. I'm glad that He's caused me to know Him like that. I'm grateful. Now I want you to notice this sweet sister, she came. She was in despair. She was. She had a very heavy heart. But by faith, she drew near to God. And the faithful one met her. And the faithful one met her. Even though she had to be reminded. Even though she had let the situation get the best of her. Even though she had heard the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings Himself tell her. And I'm sure it wasn't just one time. I must be crucified. There isn't anything else here. I must be crucified. But in 3 days, I will rise again. Absolutely. And even though we believe not, He abideth faithful.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We just got it made. That's why I get excited about Jesus. People say, you know, why do you like to go to church? Even all my life, why do you like to go to church so much? Why do you, my goodness, what do you do during the week? You know, you look like a pretty good guy. Is it like confession? And the only thing I've learned to ever confess to the Lord is, Lord, I love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I love you. Yeah, I've said I'm sorry too. Don't get me wrong. I'm a knucklehead. But Lord, I love you. I just absolutely love you because you first loved me. You so love me. You're inviting me into this love. And it's just so marvelous. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect. And even though you're a little bit tired today, a little bit weary, I see by the grace of God a lot of perfection going on today. That's not to stroke you. That's not to throw flowers to try to just butter you up. That's just fact. Because you're growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that mighty? Isn't that just amazing to think? That the likes of you and you and you and you and me are growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I can speak today freely with this dear brother as he was encouraged of the Lord. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything, listen to this. And if anything, ye be otherwise minded. This is how faithful God is to you. You don't worry when you come to see Him. He's got it all taken care of. You show up. He's got a table. It's all set. I don't have to ask Him to get the drinks. They're there. The food is there. The chair, He's even pulled it away. And He just wants you to sit down. And listen to this. Here He goes. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Do you understand why you can sit there by the grace of God and rejoice and say, Lord, Thou knowest. And in Thou knowest, I know that I know. Well, how do you know? Well, I know that I know. Because I've got a promise from God. And you got a promise from God too. Isn't that awesome? Do you see how simple it is? Yet how hard we make it. Yeah. Lord, I believe. And yeah, Lord, I receive. Everything. Everything. It's already there. It's just in faith it comes to light. I'm already blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You are too. God said that. They're here. But in faith is the only way that I'm going to see them, that they're going to become alive and real in my life. And faith comes one way, by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Believing it for you, believing it for me. That when Jesus Christ spoke, He spoke those words to you. Sure, He spoke them to us, but when you read that Bible, Jesus Christ, He spoke to you. He died upon that cross for you. This is your personal Savior. Hallelujah. Rejoice, brothers and sisters. The faithfulness of God lives. And the faithfulness of God is in us. Because that's all that God can be, is faithful. So whether or not we're exercising it, if you're a child of God, the faithfulness of God is in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Praise God. The Holy Spirit. Sent so specially to us. To us. Oh, how many times. And I've even thought this myself. Oh, Lord, if I was only born back then. See, when I was a child, I thought as a child. Oh, if I could have just seen that, I could have seen you more. If I could have just been like those disciples, they say. Oh, I could have heard and sat at His feet and listened. And you could have been there and thinking that they were idle tales too. Praise be to God, I've never thought they were idle tales. Not anything of me. But I'm thankful the age of grace and great grace that I live in. That I've been about a meeting in a knowledge of a pastor and a life. And a glory that was there, that the Holy Spirit was real and alive and abundant. And truly, if Christ be for me, who could be against me? Not even myself. Imagine that. Not even myself. Not even myself can separate me from the love of God. And I'm a pretty ornery customer. Oh, I'm so tough, I could go against God and just separate my love, the love for me. How silly and stupid, an insult to God who gave His Son's life for every person, all sin. And yet we would doubt that wondrous love. That's what keeps me wanting to come back to church. Lord, You love me so, I just got to show up. Who knows what You could tell me this morning? Who knows the step of faith you may take today? Just one thing. I heard that pastor say, man, brother, you know, I used to think I'd get up there for 20, 30 minutes. Thank God it's not anymore. But used to speak the Word of God. And I used to wonder, are they going to get this and this and this? And the Lord came to me. One thing. Just one thing. Take one thing. And you know what? I'm confident today that the Holy Spirit will give you that. Amen. Just that. And how it multiplies, doesn't it? See, that's what the fruit of the Lord does. It just continues. It's so fertile. It just goes forward. And that's what it does. But brothers and sisters, this Holy Spirit given to us points the way to always remember, to preserve from ever being forgotten. Think about it. Not just filled with the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Never left you. You're filled today. You're filled 30 years ago. You're filled today. Amen. But are we full of the Holy Ghost? Are we full? Are we overflowing? Is the wineskin expanding? Is the dross continuing to come up out of our life? And if you're here taking breath, let me tell you something. There's more dross that needs to come out. Praise God. And you can't do anything about it because you're even at a point maybe where you're saying, Lord, just search my heart. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. Isn't that precious? And then God's so good, you know what happens? He shows me that. As He's bringing that dross out a lot of times, see, son, didn't even know that was there, did you? Oh, yeah, I kind of did, Lord, but that's okay. No, He knew it. But He knows what I need. And I didn't even know some of those things were down there for so long. And there they were. And it came up and said, Lord. He said, hey, don't count it strange, honey. Don't count that strange. I'm working on that too. Do you see what He wants? All of you. All of me. He wants it all. Praise God. And this is what He's doing. But you think what these two wondrous angels, these two wondrous glorified beings that were pointing to the things of God. You think about what they were pointing to. They didn't say, remember His works, did they? They didn't say, oh, go remember all those miracles that He did. Aren't you thankful? You know what? Because I never saw those miracles He was talking about. I didn't. You didn't either. You didn't see those works. But the one thing that I have, just like they did, remember His words. And remember His words that He's spoken to you. And by the grace of God, I can testify, I can remember His words that He's spoken to me. Three wonderful words He continues to speak to me. I love you. I love you. I love you. Now, brothers and sisters, it's the word of His grace that builds us up. It's the word of His grace. And that's the only thing that will ever give you an inheritance. And it's an inheritance that can never be taken away. Among all them also that are sanctified. Now think of that. The word sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you believe that for your life? This is what fights for you. You go into battle, sure you do. But you don't fight it. He does. His word fights for you. And it does in everything. And if He, the Word, be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Know that. Know that. There is no one. There is no power. You can say, oh, they've dug this trap and they're set out against me. Stand back, behold the glory of God, and watch them fall in it. Oh, I was thankful to God. I was thinking how sweet the Lord is to me. Now, I want you to take this right. But I've told you, sometimes there's some certain neighbors, and there's one neighbor, you know, I know that he just, and I know it's not him. It's just spiritual wickedness. He doesn't realize the presence of the Lord is there. The presence of the Lord is there, and there, and there, and there. He's here. I'm the apple of His eye. By the grace of God, you don't know what you're doing. When you come up against the children of God. Let me tell you something. You try to touch my kids, I don't know what would happen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I know it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be pretty. And there would be a lot of problems. How much more so a jealous God? Right. Think about that. How He loves you, man. It's awesome. But here He was trying to just cause all this problem and just intentionally going out of His way to do these things. Causing all this problem, coming to my house and all of this. The very next day I go off to church camp. I come back that week. And I get a visit. Well, it's funny. And it was kind of interesting. Because I drove down the street. We've never had anything like this. I want you to know that. There I saw this big old truck. Big truck. Always parked out there and everything. Every window riddled with bullets. Can you imagine that? Now, nobody was hurt, thanks be to God. But the accusation was that, you know, I had my gun out there and was shooting bullets into his windows. But, thank God I was at church camp. But for the grace of God, who knows where I'd go? But I thought, you know, Lord, You take care of me. He takes care of you like that. He loves you. Know that. Know it. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Have we really arrived at that point? I pray we have. Because He arrived at that at the very moment He said, it is finished. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? To be bold in the Lord, brothers and sisters. To be bold in whatsoever state I'm in.
Amen.
He's going to try us. Now let me tell you something. That was the word that pierced her heart. That was the bang that came in there. If he be for me, who could be against me? Huh? And I can hear her say to those two men, after they said, remember, you're right. You're right. He is risen. He told me so. It is finished. He told me so. Oh my, no temptation shall take me, because God is faithful. In Him I am able. He has already made the way of escape. He told me so. And He told you so. And you, and you, and you, and you. And are we going to remember the words? Huh? Come on now. Are we going to remember the words? I ache for those disciples, and I ache for anyone, God forbid, who would ever think that His word is an idle tale. Anyone, but especially His people. But see, that's what happens when we start being preached and taught things that have nothing to do with the Word of God. Timothy preached the Word. That's it. Just preach the Word. I'll give it to you. It'll come forth. You pray, you give it to me. I'll have my Holy Spirit even give you utterance. And it will be mighty. And demonstration, oh my goodness. It's going to be the very power of my might. It's going to come forward. It's going to do exactly what it needs to do. As we trust in, preach the Word. See, in unbelief, brothers and sisters, listen to the Word of God. In unbelief, you are sifted as wheat by the devil. Know it. I don't want to be anywhere near that kind of a thing. God forbid we go the way of unbelief. And then we could say, well, Peter was a little bit better off because he was wondering. Let me tell you something. This is no time to wonder. People that wonder are going to be left. This is time to remember, to preserve from ever being forgotten. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming soon. Ye men of Denver, can you hear Him say that to ye men of Galilee? Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven.
Hallelujah.
Remember.
Hallelujah.
Remember.
Amen.
Let it never grow old. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for Him, to them that look for Him, shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Remember.
Amen.
Remember. Henceforth there is laid up a crown of righteousness for me. Oh my goodness. A crown of righteousness. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not unto me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Remember.
Hallelujah.
And remember as He's speaking to you right now. Remember the words. Remember the words as they were coming out at that moment to Mary when Jesus Himself was speaking to her. Don't just remember back. It's alive forevermore. The Word is going forth. It's more powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It fights for you. It defends you. It loves you. And that's the same Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever, brothers and sisters. He's alive. He's not here. He is risen. Praise be to God. The power of the resurrection. We live that.
Hallelujah.
And He appeared, brothers and sisters, to her first. Oh, praise be to God. It wasn't second or third or later in the week. And let me tell you something. There's a week a-coming. And it's a tribulation week. It's a seven period of time. It's spiritual perfection. And God is giving us an offering too, brothers and sisters. Is He going to appear to us at the beginning? Huh? Come on. First? Do you love His appearing? Oh, man. You shouldn't talk things like that. God forbid if I didn't preach that to you. I don't want any of God's children to step one more day into that tribulation time. Because Thou hast kept the word of My patience, I'll keep thee from the hour of temptation that shall come upon the world. That's the tribulation. He's going to keep you from it if you want it. If you'll let Him. If you love Him. Peter, do you love Me? Oh Lord, yeah, Thou knowest I love Thee. As he was getting busy with other things again. Okay, He's told you twice now. Peter, do you love Me? Oh Lord, Thou knowest. I'll get to it. Yeah. Peter, I'm coming soon. I could come today. Do you love Me? Do you divinely love Me? Am I your first love? Huh? Isn't that awesome? And Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior, is doing that in me. Lord, I love Your appearing. I want to see Your face. Praise God, just like these sisters sang. I want to see Him. I want to behold Him. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of My hands. With the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, brothers and sisters, you will be looking and loving His appearing. And yes, there goes that preacher again. And I'm going to tell you again and again by the grace of God until He take me home. I'm forever going to preach of the love of God. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always, always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and the good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Now, brothers and sisters, I have been on my knees, and my wonderful Lord has visited my life. And this weekend I thought, Lord, if I could be as a Joshua and lead these people in by Your grace into the promise of the bride of Christ. Oh my goodness, where would we be? Now that's the vision. And praise God, I am so thankful that we have a vision. We live in a blurred world right now, and we do. I appreciated a little one telling me that this morning. Life is a blur. It's going so fast, and it is. It's a blurred world. There is no vision. It's a mess. But praise be to God, it's getting sharper for those that love His appearing more than anything else, because there's nothing to look to. There's nothing to look forward to. Life is sweeter to me. It's greater to me. I love my wife more, my children more, my family more, the congregation that I worship the Lord with more, because Jesus Christ is the vision that I have in my Lord. I'm loving Him. Praise God, it's wonderful. I just can't imagine when we're going to see Him and look upon His face. Oh, praise God. Brothers and sisters, do you feel that wondrous faith that He's given you this morning? I mean it. Can you just sense it? Do you feel the breath of the Lord upon your neck as sweet Mary? That in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that you're going to see Him and He's going to appear? Oh my goodness, and He's going to be standing just like she saw Him standing, but He's going to be standing for you. He's going to be standing for me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to have a voice that isn't going to end. Hallelujah. I'm going to be able to praise Him and praise Him. I'm going to be with Him in glory. And I can see myself there in glory. I'm seeing what Brother Paul saw. And I want to be that man by the grace of God. I glory in that man by the grace of God. Isn't that wonderful by the grace of God what he's doing here? And Lord, I'm going to be like you. And I'm going to be with you. And I'm going to love you. And I'm going to kiss you. And I'm going to hold you. Because I'm going to see you as, praise God, as you are. I'm going to see Him as He is. And I'm going to see Him as my bridegroom. I'm going to see Him as my bridegroom. And by the grace of God, we're going to remember. We're going to remember. We're going to remember. To preserve from ever being forgotten. We're going to stand and praise the Lord. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Full of the power of your might. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear God. Hallelujah. God, what a special time it is. Lord, you're here. You're mighty. You love your people. And Lord, we love you. Thank you that you've given us voices and hearts to praise you. Lord, let us just come boldly today. And let this be anew to praise you. God, each day, looking for you, loving you. Wake us up with a song on our lips. Jesus, you could come today, and then that day will be set right. It'll be set perfect, because I'm loving your appearing. Lord, it doesn't matter what may come that day. I know that you've got it. And you said you'd perfect that which concerns me. So I am facing it by grace today. That you've laid it down for me. That if you appear this very day, I'm going to be like you. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I can see it. Oh, I can see it. Taste it, praise God. Lord, let us go from here today and just sing the praises of our wondrous Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In whom you have called us to fall in love with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise God.